It's not clear to me, but we have to order the trial transcripts in order to provide those transcripts to the appeals court. What's not clear to me is the cost of those. The fees for making the appeal, just to launch the appeal, and then the cost of the transcripts could be $8,000. And so just to do that, I need to raise money. So I've launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for the fees for launching the appeal and the court transcript fees. And then after those transcripts, my lawyer has to do what's called perfect the case, which means he needs to write a factum, make a book of authorities and all that kind of stuff. And then once that's all submitted, it should be another 6 months. Presumably, once this is submitted, we could have a possible decision by the Court of Appeal by next summer. So I know that what happened at the G8 and G20 was 8 years ago, but it seems to me that if we want to continue to live in a democratic society where there's some balance between the state and the ordinary person, we can't cede ground on two aspects. We can't allow the police or the government to infringe on our civil liberties based on intelligence that they say they have, that there's going to be violence. And then many years down the road at a trial, they don't have to produce that intelligence. If the police can do that, then they can get away with anything. And that's what this decision essentially suggests. The judge relies on the police just simply saying that we had intelligence, there was going to be violence. One of the healthiest things to come out of the G20 is renewed skepticism in police conduct and not just believing the pronouncements of the police. Secondly, we cannot give up the right of freedom from unlawful detention, arrest, search, and seizure. If we cede that territory, if we let the police unlawfully detain us and arrest us, search our belongings, then we're entering a very slippery slope towards a police state, towards the criminalizing of dissent. And we want to make sure that we are creating environments for people to demonstrate, to show that they're unhappy with what's going on, whether it's the Ford government in Ontario, whether it's the ongoing climate crisis, whether it's wars and occupation, whether it's for Indigenous sovereignty. We have to be able to ensure that as many people can come out of their homes as possible and feel like they can participate without being scared away by the police and the militarization of police.
You have been listening to my interview with Luke Stewart. To learn more about his lawsuit against the Toronto Police and to donate towards his appeal, search for Luke Stewart G20 Trial on GoFundMe.com.
Feel trapped behind the bars, the red and white, the blue striped stars. The all-American eagle is illegal. My freedom of speech bleeds so it can reach you. Behind the gates of evil is deceitful. Many people seem to be trapped by the lethal injection for the pulse of an erection. Infected through the course of an election. Selected by only a few, if only you knew. I separated the false from the truth now. So what you mean I can't get any food now? Behind the fence, ain't ready to shoot now.
Sin and I rock and I ran the British in Sudan at home. Americans driving your sedans past the ghetto line between the urban, the suburban. The turban on his head drew the line between the pastor and the priest. Then the beast was released from the other side. No defense mechanism, build a prison, build a wall. Berlin, then fall, then call on the king's horses and men to amend, bend, then break rules. Palestinians, Jews, globally confused. Gaza stripping the views to use fools as tools, then give fools the tools. Locally abused, street wars and news, lines skewed in hues, pie rules and blues. Draw a line and choose, chose to jump the fence, and I've been flying ever since. Come on, it's separate but equality. Savvy reppin' ISD, neon and free radical music, we can all agree.
span minds, line borders and landlines. Demilitarized zones span through man's rise and demise. Again and again, the pride precedes destruction and genocide through enterprise. The Crimson Guard keeps the gatekeeper energized, creeping to secret meetings and grim reaper rise. Orders issued down via what the beast decides. Fated the people rise, shotgun, being quiet. Desensitized sheep will accept the centralized. IMF power play and spooks spin the lies. Bullet riddle walls of separation, splitting tribes. Pump the dumb and kill the wise. Push the real aside. A dark side of the force, pale horse rider. Apartheid on the vilified, the pyramidal eye. Beaming from the capstone temple in the sky. Weapon cloak from your vision like demons in disguise.
See the division of property, or probably not. Repeat this and follow me. Follow the yellow brick road. Border patrol, border control. Imaginary lines divide the soul. See, souls pay tolls and dogs dig holes under fences. So we plan in our neighbor's backyard. We travel that road. Where does freedom get sold? Let me tell you. You can charge it on that little black card, or charge it to the game on your daddy's last name. Big bank, take little bank. Nothing left to explain. Chase Bank over West Bank. Nothing left to exchange on the foreign stock flea market. So tally up those dollars and pesos, euros, francs, and pounds. Every wall that goes up must one day fall down.
أغبت فكر إنه حارتك درجة تالتي خطة واني من وقتك وامشي قدامي تتشوف البيوت والمدارس خرباني اختياري بعد بفتشوا في زبالي مافيا الليالي ملياني ذعران عطشانين لشراب الشيطان مش حيلا تتعاطى مع مين مكان بستعملوك وبقتلوك مثل قصر صدام والله مرة شفت طفل ست سبع سنين حامل لعبة في ايد وبارودي في ايد اليمين كل يوم شهيد بيكتر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر
بتشوف بتنسى أبدا
كانت تعيش من توزيع وبيع لصف 12 كوكايين كانت تيجي بالنهار وتروحنا بكير اذا حدا حكى كلمه بترفع الايد اهالي كانوا يشكوا ويو نادوا البوليس بس الظاهر انه الشرطه بالسر مشاركين اسمع كلامي اشه ورع بتنادي اذا فط في مغاره ما في فضاء عنا حتى هاك مين الحاره واللي فيها ساكنين قوانين خاصه كنا مجبورين بعد اليوم حوالينا ماشيين اعوذ بالله من امثال هالرجيم
بتنسى أبدا اللي أمر علينا بأول ليل بتشوف بتنسى أبدا اللي أمر علينا بأول
Oh.
My name is Scott Nye, and this is Talking Radical Radio. Hello and welcome to Talking Radical Radio, where we bring you grassroots voices from across Canada. We give you the chance to hear many different people who are facing many different struggles, talk about what they're doing, how they're doing it, and why they're doing it, in the belief that such listening is a crucial step in strengthening all of our efforts to change the world. On this week's show, I'll be speaking with Terry Montour. The project that's the focus of today's episode